This is episode 1666. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you will discover a meditation technique you can do to share peace on earth. How do you share peace on earth when you're not really feeling peaceful yourself? Cultivating peace is what we've been exploring throughout the entire month of December, and we've broken down each week of December into different aspects of peace. This final episode of the month has to do with peace on earth, how you share your peace with the world around you. And I hope you enjoyed the past two episodes, the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day fully guided meditations. To go a little more deeply into your meditation ritual every day, I share on my meditation app, the Sip and Om meditation app, a full guided meditation where you can meditate for up to half an hour. And we go a little more deeply into each series. You can try the app, full access to the whole app, when you subscribe for 2 weeks free. 2 weeks free is what you receive when you subscribe. And you also get a journal that goes through the week's meditation theme, and you get a slowdown guide, which is like a meditation cheat sheet with the different meditation techniques organized for you. Again, that is the Sip and Om meditation app. There you have access to over 1,600 meditations where you can meditate for up to half an hour at each sitting. So that's where you can find more. And for today's episode, the technique I'll share with you is a seventh chakra technique. If you're not sure what chakras are considered to be energy centers within your body that represent your emotions. And the focus today will be your seventh chakra, which is right at the crown of your head. It represents you at your finest. And when you share your peace with the world, you are at your finest. How do you reach that state of such inner connectedness? When you allow yourself to become expansive rather than contractive. When you contract, you cut off that beautiful flow, which is you, your life energy. When you allow yourself to relax, you find that you have a beautiful connection with yourself, and that allows you to connect in a more meaningful way with others, where you can reach them, where you can touch their heart. When you are living full out who you are in an elegant way, not in a way where you're pushy about who you are and what you represent, but rather in a way that honors other people, their differences, while still allowing you to connect with them. To do this requires you to honor yourself completely, to know who you are and what you stand for, and to remain focused on what matters most to you, rather than allowing yourself to be pulled away from what you're all about and who you are. So, as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, bring to mind the qualities about you that provide peace to yourself and to share with others. Bring those qualities to mind. What is your peace? Feel yourself relax as you calm your mind and body. And as you relax, open up more fully to who you are. Visualize one person, just one person, and send out your peace to this person. Feel yourself relax as you do so, and to open up emotionally, mentally, as you connect with this person. Continue to sit in stillness, allowing yourself simply to be and share your peace with the world around you. You are so worth slowing down for.